بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Priest embracing Islam, prepared by Abu Karim al-Murakishi. Story number 9. Dr. Gary Miller, Abdul Ahad Umar, a mathematician and Christian missionary, Canada, USA. Gary Miller, Abdul Ahad Umar, shows how we can establish true faith by setting standards of truth. He illustrates a simple but effective method of finding out the right direction in our search for the truth. Gary Miller is a mathematician and a theologian. He was active in Christian missionary work at a particular point of his life, but he soon began to discover many inconsistencies in the Bible. In 1978, he happened to read the Quran, expecting that it too would contain a mixture of truth and falsehood. He discovered, to his amazement, that the message of the Quran was precisely the same as the essence of truth that he had distilled from the Bible. He became a Muslim and since then has been active in giving public presentations on Islam, including radio and television appearances. He is also the author of several articles and publications about Islam. A very important Christian missionary converted to Islam and became a major herald for Islam. He was a very active missionary and was very knowledgeable about the Bible. This man likes mathematics so much. That's why he likes logic. One day he decided to read the Quran to try to find any mistake that he might take advantage of while inviting Muslims to convert to Christianity. He expected the Quran to be an old book written 14 centuries ago, a book that talks about the desert and so on. He was amazed from what he found. He discovered that this book had what no other book in the world has. He expected to find some stories about the hard time that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had, like the death of his wife Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, or the death of his sons and daughters. However, he did not find anything like that. And what made him even more confused is that he found a full chapter, surah, in the Quran named Mary, Maryam, that contains a lot of respect to Mary, peace be upon her, whose real name is Maryam, which is not the case even in the books written by Christians nor in their Bibles. He did not find a surah named after Fatima, the Prophet's daughter, nor Aisha, the Prophet's wife. May Allah be pleased with them both. He also found that the name of Jesus, whose real name is Isa, peace be upon him, was mentioned in the Quran, of course, as Isa 25 times, while the name of Muhammad, peace be upon him, was mentioned only 4 times. So he became more confused. He started reading the Quran more thoroughly, hoping to find a mistake, but he was shocked when he read a great verse, which is verse number 82 in Surah An-Nisa, woman, that says, meaning, do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein much discrepancy. Dr. Miller says about this verse, One of the well-known scientific principles is the principle of finding mistakes or looking for mistakes in a theory until it is proved to be right. Falsification test. What's amazing is that the Holy Quran asks Muslims and non-Muslims to try to find mistakes in this book, and it tells them that they will never find any. He also says about this verse, no writer in the world has the courage to write a book and say that it's empty of mistakes. But the Quran, on the contrary, tells you that it has no mistakes and asks you to try to find one, and you won't find any. Another verse that Dr. Miller reflected on for a long time is the verse number 30 in Surah Al-Anbiya, the Prophets, meaning, do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one unit of creation? Before we clove them asunder, we made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? He says, Dr. Miller, this verse is exactly the subject of the scientific research that won the Nobel Prize in 1973 and was about the theory of the Great Explosion. According to this theory, the universe was the result of a great explosion that led to the formation of the universe with its skies and planets. Dr. Miller says, now we come to what's amazing about the Prophet Muhammad and what's pretended about the devils helping him. God says, meaning, no evil ones have brought down this revelation. No evil ones have brought down this revelation. It would neither suit them, nor would they be able to produce it. Indeed, they have been removed far from even a chance of hearing it. Quran chapter 26, verses 210 to 212. When thou dost read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one. Quran chapter 16, verse 98. You see, can this be the devil's way to write a book? How can he write a book that tells you to ask God for a protection from this devil before reading that book? Those are miraculous verses in this miraculous book, and has a logical answer to those who pretend that it's from the devil. And among the stories that amazed Dr. Miller is the story of the Prophet, peace be upon him, with Abu Lahab. Dr. Miller says this man, Abu Lahab, used to hate Islam so much that he would go after the Prophet wherever he goes to humiliate him. If he saw the Prophet talking to strangers, he used to wait till he finishes and then ask them, what did Muhammad tell you? If he said it's white, then it's in reality black. And if he said it's night, then it's day. He meant to falsify all what the Prophet says and to make people suspicious about it. And 10 years before the death of Abu Lahab, a surah, a chapter was inspired, revealed to the Prophet named Al-Masad. This surah or chapter tells that Abu Lahab will go to hell. In other words, it says that Abu Lahab will not convert to Islam. During 10 years, Abu Lahab could have said, Muhammad is saying that I will not become a Muslim and that I will go to the hellfire. But I am telling you now that I want to convert to Islam and become a Muslim. What do you think about Muhammad now? Is he saying the truth or no? Does his inspiration come from God? But Abu Lahab did not do that, although he was disobeying the Prophet in all matters, but not in this one. In other words, it was as if the Prophet, may peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, was giving Abu Lahab a chance to prove him wrong. But he did not do that during the 10 whole years. He did not convert to Islam and did not even pretend to be a Muslim. Throughout 10 years, he had the chance to destroy Islam in a minute or in 1 minute. But this did not happen because those are not the words of Muhammad, may peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, but the words of God, Allah, who knows what's hidden and knows that Abu Lahab will not become a Muslim. How can the Prophet, may the blessing and peace be upon him, know that Abu Lahab will prove what is said in the surah if this was not inspiration or revelation from Allah? How can he be sure throughout 10 whole years that what he has, the Quran, is true if he did not know that it's inspiration from Allah? For a person to take such a risky challenge, this has only one meaning, that this is inspiration, revelation from God. Perish the hands. The surah states as follows, meaning, perish the hands of the father of flame, Abu Lahab. Perish he, no profit to him from all his wealth and all his gains. Burned soon will be he, burned soon will he be in a fire of a blazing flame. His wife shall carry the cracking wood as fuel. A twisted rope of palm leaf fiber round her own neck. Surat or chapter Al-Masad. Dr. Miller says about a verse that amazed him, one of the miracles in the Quran is challenging the future with things that humans cannot predict and to which the falsification test applies. This test consists of looking for mistakes until the thing that is being tested is proved to be right. For example, let's see what the Quran said about the relation between Muslims and Jews. Quran says that Jews are the major enemies for Muslims, and this is true until now, as the main enemy for Muslims are the Jews. Dr. Miller continues, this is considered a great challenge since the Jews have the chance to ruin Islam simply by treating Muslims in a friendly way for a few years and then say, here we are treating you as a friend and the Quran says that we are your enemies. The Quran must be wrong then. But this did not happen during the 1,400 years. And it will never happen because those are the words of the one who knows the unseen, God, Allah, and not the words of humans. Dr. Miller continues, can you see how the verse that talks about the enmity between Muslims and Jews constitutes a challenge to human mind? Strongest among men in enmity to the believers, wilt thou find the Jews and pagans? And nearest among them, in love to the believers, wilt thou find those who say, we are Christians? Because amongst these are men devoted to learning and men who have renounced the world, and they are not arrogant. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou wilt see their eyes overflowing with tears, for they recognize the truth. They pray, our Lord, we believe, write us down among the witnesses. Quran chapter 5. Verses 82 to 84. This verse applies to Dr. Miller as he was a Christian, but when he knew the truth, he believed and converted to Islam and became a herald. May Allah support him and guide all of us to what is right. Dr. Miller says about the unique style of the Quran that he finds wonderful. No doubt there is something unique and amazing in Quran that is in the Quran that is not present anywhere else, as the Quran gives you a specific information and tells you that you did not know this before. For example, this is part of the tidings of the things unseen, which we reveal unto thee, O Prophet, by inspiration. Thou was not with them when they cast lots with arrows as to which of them should be charged with the care of Maryam, nor was thou with them when they distributed the point. Quran chapter 3, verse 44. Such are some of the stories of the unseen which we have revealed unto thee. Before this, neither thou nor thy people knew them. So persevere patiently, for the end is for those who are righteous. Quran chapter 11, verse 49. Such is one of the stories of what happened unseen, which we revealed by inspiration unto thee, nor was thou present with them when they concerted their plans together in the process of weaving their plots. Quran chapter 12, verse 102. Dr. Miller continues, no other holy book uses this style. No other holy book uses this style. All the other books consist of information that tells you where this information came from. For example, when the distorted Holy Bible talks about the stories of the ancient nations, it tells you that this king lived in this place and that leader fought in that battle and that a certain person had a number of kids and their names are. But this book, the distorted Bible, always tells you that if you want to know more, you can read a certain book since that information came from that book. Dr. Gary Miller continues, this is contrary to the Quran, which gives you the information and tells you that it's new. And what's amazing is that the people of Mecca at that time of revelation or inspiration of those words or those verses, used to hear those verses and the challenge that the information in those verses was new and was not known by Muhammad, may blessing and peace be upon him, nor by his people at that time. And despite that, they never said, we know this and it is not new. And they did not say, we know where Muhammad came from with those verses. We know where Muhammad came from with those verses. This never happened. But what happened is that nobody dared to say that he was lying to them, because those were really new information, not coming from the human mind, but from Allah, the Almighty, who knows the unseen in the past, the present and future. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That's the end of this story. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Dosri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia, recording it for you. Salam, peace.